Hello, I'm an addict. My name is Annette. Welcome to the newcomer. Welcome home. Welcome to everyone else. I don't know where to begin. I need to keep it simple, really. I came in here, walked around the whole place, prayed, sat down, studied, like I don't know my own story. And I'm glad to be here. It's truly an honor to be here. I know it's God. I've been around for 5 years. I just celebrated 5 years January 1st. I've been crying since January, and it's April now. I cried through my whole anniversary. Well, it was my sponsor's anniversary. I cried her whole anniversary. She asked me to speak on step two, and I cried the whole time because I just came to believe at 5 years. When I came in, I was desperate, and the rooms gave me hope, but I still had reservations about staying clean because I knew how to stay clean for a year. And to get 5 years, I was just blown away. So just know it works. And I know that I can slip at any time. I know that too. But I live this program today. And I love this program. And I'll be here until I die. And what's on my heart is the word whole. This program will make you whole. It's in the literature. It says, holy, full, fully whole. And I believe it with all my heart. And that's what I desire. Like I said, I surrendered. Let me back up. Relapse is a part of my story. My first year here, I went from 1 to 11 step in the first year. I'm that type of person, very aggressive. I played sports all my life. And so I came in to win it and relapsed on a glass of wine. So my sponsor today, she was just part of my network back then. She said, did you get high? I was like, no. She said, you damn fool. I said, and I have an ego, so therefore I was upset with her. But it worked out, you know, and I'm glad I did relapse because this program is about faith, and I wanted to do the right thing, the faith of the program, and the God of my understanding. So I stopped smoking, drinking, and alcohol. I don't want to sound religious, but I had to do that because I'm an extreme person. And I know if I smoke a cigarette, I'm going to drink. If I drink, I'm going to get high. And I'm a crackhead. So therefore, I know that I have to do the right thing. Like my brother always says, he says, do the next right thing. And that's what I've been doing. And God's been blowing my mind. The God of my understanding has been blowing my mind. To be standing here, try not to cry, because I could not speak. I didn't have a social life. I didn't have... calm down. I didn't even have social skills before NA. So to be standing here speaking, it works. It truly works. I have an awesome home group. My family here, my daughter, my son-in-law, my grandson. Her father is on his way from New York. He's in a program too. And it's working for him too. And my God, thank you to my network, Tri-County area in the house. And I'd like to thank Stacy and Sherman. And I want to say that I want to read something from the, I think I was called to be a teacher because I just got to say something about the literature. In the literature it says, NA is a program of action, not theory. We don't think our way into a new way of thinking. We live our way into a new way of thinking. We learn who we are by taking a stand, taking a risk, and allowing ourselves to be vulnerable. We identify as addicts, and the principle of autonomy teaches us that this is the most important thing. If we forget that we have a disease, most times addicts do, like my brother told me one time, he said in the program, he said, this is the only disease we forget that we have. Everybody, if you got diabetes, you know you got diabetes. Why you don't know you got a disease of addiction? But I can understand that because I didn't know I had a disease of addiction until I came in the room. Today I have a name for it, so now I can work on it. And that's a spiritual thing. Once you get the name, you can work on something. You do better, you know better when you do better. You do better when you know better. Anyway, I started walking the program out. My home group was just so awesome. They put me straight to service. I started off as the coffee maker, and I did that for 2 years. And then Bernard Jenneroom, decided I needed to be a GSR. To relieve him, I think he was a GSR for a very long time. So he trained me for 6 years, held my hand through the whole thing. I didn't have a clue, but I loved every minute of it. I got to read all the literature and meet a lot of people. And then my sponsor and I decided that I should volunteer to be the RCM for the Tri-County area. I didn't think I was smart enough to do that, but I'm doing it, and I found out that I'm good with people, bringing people together, and that's my gift. But I found all this out in NA. That's what NA does for you. It's priceless. It's a gift. We all know that. I know who I am today. I stand for something today. I don't get angry and go get high. Today I get angry and have to laugh at myself. Or, you know, don't be hard on myself. You know, like let's just say, take it easy. Be easy on yourself. And I didn't know how to do that until NA and the God of my understanding and my network, my home group, and all of you. So I truly thank you. And did I want to say anything else? But let me talk about my character. When I first came to NA, I didn't know I had resentments. It started there. God started there with me, because I was a know-it-all, hard-headed, willful in my own will. And before I came here, I had a spiritual life, but NA makes you practice it every day, not just communion, but every day. And so when I found out I had resentment, and guess what it was against? People of authority. I wonder why. I guess I've been disappointed a lot, but I know, because NA, I played a part in it. You know, I saw the red flag. And, but today, I look at myself first, and they taught me how to look at myself first and see what part I play in it. So I don't get that angry as I used to. When I needed humility, when I needed humility, God set it up where I got angry with a young lady, and I was so humiliated afterwards. I went up one side of her and down the other. And by being in this program, you know, you can't let it slide. So I had to tell my home group what I did. And they told me I wouldn't have shared that, but I had to share it because I was so embarrassed. So that's another way of God showing you whatever's going on with you, He's going to show you. Somebody going to sow that seed, somebody going to water it, and then God will do the rest. My God of my understanding. I will see. So it was resentment, anger, something else. But as you know, you all dealing with y'all character defects. We just finished the fifth and sixth step, and I don't care how many times you do it, you always see something new. And I was like blown away with being entirely ready, making amends. First, when I first came in, it was with my family, my daughter right here, because I got high her whole life. She's 26, and as an addict, at first she just wanted me to ask her how she was doing. And all I could say was, I'm working a program now, so you need to work a program, do something about it, you know. And it was after 5 years, I realized I was being self-centered, because what did the literature say about, on step six, it says, what's the root cause, rather, you know, I'm still learning the language, the root cause, and it was my self-centeredness, you know. And I had to apologize to her openly in front of my home group, and everybody let her know I do apologize for being acting like it was a nothing, you know, because that's what I did when I got high. I came home like nothing happened. 2 weeks later, a year later, what? I'm home. What's wrong? You know, my end. Oh, it was awful. I didn't tell you my end. I was over in Oxon Hill, stuck for 7 days, couldn't get back home. And I was the type of person, if the sun came up before me, I stayed out there till I could get home at night. It was just crazy. I got high in a room, a little tiny room, for 20 years, and I had a great big home in Southern Maryland. So, yeah, I had a mental issue, you know, and I didn't know it till I went to rehab. My story's going backwards, but it's okay. I went to rehab thinking I was going, I thought I was going to rehab. And my husband said, when you go in there, don't you tell them people what to do. I went right in there to tell that man what to do and how can I help you. Had a suit on, loafers. And my button-down shirt, you know, like I'm Brooks Brothers going to work, you know. And then I said, something is wrong. And the man, the doctor told me, he said, look out the window. This is my story. Look out the window. Where do you think you at? I said, I'm at rehab center. I looked out the window. It was a red brick wall. It said, mental institution. I said, not wall, not me. I got it going on. I'm a functional addict. I work all my life. No money, but I work all my life. I was a crazy addict. I mean, we used to roll in the dirt, hiding from people, you know, crazy stuff, crazy. So I just thank God for NA, and I don't want to keep rambling. Just give God all the honor and all of you. I love you all. And I never thought I could say that either. My sponsor says it all the time. I said, she don't know these people. But I understand today. You know, and I'm spiritual. And I teach the word in church and all that. But I was like, love them all? Okay. And I was one of those people, say, you people. I never thought I would do that either. My third year, I got mad because I saw people with a lot of time do some stuff. So they ain't working no program. Almost took me out of here. Don't do that. Just focus on stuff and grow on this spiritual journey. It's a great journey. I love it. I got my daughter back. Wow, and I got all new friends. Anybody? I got all new friends. My God is good, you know. And let me make sure, because I'm Speedy McGillis. I'll just shut down without saying what I really needed to say. But yeah. And oh yeah, I've been getting high too. I shop a lot. I've been shopping a lot. Instead of a man buying me stuff, I'm buying my own stuff. I bought my own fur coat. It's, you know, it's materialistic, but I'm buying it. Annette find her own stuff.
And it feels good.
It feels good. And I had good jobs. I'm a contractor. I had really good jobs, but I got my best job in NA. Because I kept turning it over. God, if you want me to have that job, if you don't, just let me know. If I don't get it, I said, okay, I'll wait. So what he did was, for 7 years, he let me recover, you know. So I worked, had like 6 months out of a year and did recovery. So maybe that's why I'm standing here today. Because I got to do recovery for a straight 7 years. I didn't have the stress. You know, I worked here and there. But now I'm back to work full time. But that's what my God did for me. You know, he just redeemed the time for me, basically. And I'm back like nothing ever happened. But I give all the credit to the God in NA and you all. Thank you.